please talk fast.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't cutting me no short. That's
I got a hammer.
You know what? You can shove that hammer, too. My name is Dan Kramer, and I will tell you, I have no sympathy whatsoever for anybody that lives on a sewer. Let them pay for it. I am sick and tired of hearing subsidize me. And by the way, how many millions are we subsidizing sewer this year? From the transfer, and the state of Delaware wants to take it away from you? Well, guess what? Then the rates will redistribute, won't they? So don't come in here and complain, first of all, and particularly these homeowners associations that ain't worth a diddly squat. And furthermore, they had the opportunity to stay on septic tanks, which would have been a whole lot better. Wouldn't it cost them a dime? But, oh, no, we can't be on a septic tank because it might put a little bit of pollution out there. Well, look at all this central sewage treatment plant that puts a whole lot more pollution out there. But, oh, no, that's fine. We can put all the pollution out there we want as long as it goes through that main pipe, and we're willing to spend it. Well, then don't complain. Spend all the money you want. Thank you.
Well, thank you for report number two. Mr.
That concludes the last public hearing. We will now turn to the question of the first public hearing, yes, which was the annual operating budget.
Do we have a prepare motion for that?
Mr. Baker,
do you have a prepare motion?
The motion would be to approve an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2007, which it also includes tax rates, fireman's enhancement fee rate, and the cluster fee for density bonus, which all remain the same.
Gentlemen?
Okay. I got...
Should we make the motion first?
No, the question right now. Let's talk about it. Talk first. Go ahead.
Okay. What on Dave's motion that we at all grant requests be held until the June 30th.
The ones that were not funded will be held after legislative session.
That we yeah.
Yes. The ones that came for us today that were not funded by the budget
until we get done legislative, and then we can deal.
As the legislature's over, we can revisit that depending on what they cut.
Right. And so there were several areas that we could look at.
There's $100,000 for emergency funding for housing in Mr. Lacates' budget. There's $25,000 for the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, and there's $50,000 for RC&D for a housing.
That's already
That was already budgeted in there. The others, we would be best if we waited till after July 1st to see what has affected us, and then we could go back and revisit those.
Any further questions, gentlemen? You have that in the handout. If not, you've heard the motion.
I'll amend Dave's motion to that.
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary? Or?
Has somebody made a motion yet?
No, you've not made the motion yet. You can amend it as you make it. You're making the motion. He's suggesting.
I'll make that motion with the add-on.
Okay. Mr. Jones is making a motion to adopt an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget fiscal year 2007 and holding off on the non-funded requests by the budget committee that were not funded till after the legislative session ends. Is that correct?
Yes.
There's a second. We have a second to that motion by Mr. Dukes. And with that, I call for the question. If not, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. And I'd like to thank, and as all we all do up here, Mr. Baker, Mr. Stickles, and Susie Webb, and your entire committee for the endless hours you put since January the 1st into this. And everybody that I didn't mention, I know that your support staff that types and runs interference for me. You do an excellent job each year to keep our head above water and the respect all the way to Wall Street that we get. And with that, the next... Mr. Griffin, the next motion.
Assessment rolls.
The next is pertaining to sewer and water assessment rolls. Be it moved that based on the recommendation of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hereing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for the period July 1, 2006 through June 30, 2007.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, you've heard the suggested motion by Mr. Baker.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to adopt an ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and collection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
This is just the assessment rolls, I believe.
Assessment rolls first, sorry. Let me back up the other here, and that was a one-liner. Assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. Strike my second statement there. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. And someone make the next motion that I already made once, or just...
Dave?
You want to read it again, or just go ahead and make it, and I'll read it again?
It's up to you.
I'll make a motion, we accept the ordinance as printed in front of us, as presented.
All right, second.
And we're talking about the one we just had the public hearing on?
Yes.
The one establishing the...
Second, Mr. Cole.
Set rates, and yes.
Right.
Correct.
Second, Mr. Cole.
Oh, yeah, I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole, to establish an ordinance of the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection, transmission, and/or treatment and collection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts. That's the motion this time. Questions, Mr. Cole?
I'll just make my editorial comment, which I've done before, about the, I agree with Mr. Schimler and many other people who've concerned that the rates and the way we do it, there could be a better way, there could be another way, and we've been doing it the same way for, since, I don't know how much, whatever they said the years were, but it's been close to 30, 20-some plus years that we've been doing it the same way, and a lot of things have changed. We're now, you know, promoting smaller lots, et cetera, et cetera. There's also the grant funding, you know, has been available, not available, it's all over the board. Grant funding, and many times, is taxpayers' money, and it should benefit, you know, everybody if they can. But I think that there's many communities have changed as they've seen this, and I think it's time for us to start changing. But unit pricing is the most equitable way. There should be a flat rate pretty much, or maybe two rates, one for the east side, west side, or whatever. But to have all these different rates, all this, going through this every year, a unit pricing system would be fair to the users, because then everybody would be paying the same, and it would also be easier to manage for our county staff. This must be a nightmare going through this every year and the man hours we spend trying to get it right. So I think that we need to, in the future, and maybe Mr. Stickles has been here many years, has gone through this whole process. He's reached out to our consultants, et cetera, but he will be leaving, and there'll be new leadership, and maybe we can look for some new direction and look at a new way to address sewer rates in the future. No reflection on Bob. What we do is okay. It's been deemed to be okay, but is there a better way? Is there another way? And it sometimes change is difficult. So I will vote for this because I voted for the past because we got to keep moving on. But there has got to be a better way, and I think you all realize it. It's just you have the willingness to say, let's change. And that's the hard part for most public officials.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
Maybe I'll count bedrooms, George, or bathrooms, huh?
Well, with your new house in Rehoboth, we could do that.
That's good.
I hear it's a big one.
It is a nice one. You got a
prize. I said a big one.
I said it's a nice one.
Mr. Jones,
and my vote is yes.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
How many bedrooms?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes votes yes.
Four.
I like to say that, you know, we're always looking into new ways, and
they better revisit that one.
Can't go a flat tax, basically, like Mr. Cole's saying, because we have, everything was based on individual sewer districts, and we have sewer districts that have been paid off long ago that they'll have to start paying again. People in his own neighborhood would go ballistic because their rates would raise, some would low down. So it's still an issue on the table we can all talk about for endless hours. Thank Mr. Schindler for all your effort today and time you spent, and we're not a government that's going to shut you out, and we're here to listen to you, and we will get you some time. If you set it up with the secretary here, we'll get it done. My vote would be yes. Motion passed. Next, Mr. Old Business, do we have
Mr. President, could I ask that this particular piece of business be deferred for 1 week? I was not here for the hearing. I've received the CD. Unfortunately, it's not in the format that I can utilize, and I'm going to get with our computer people and see if I can't get something that will allow me to listen to the hearing.
I'll second it.
Oh, the CD is from our staff?
Yes.
Okay. Not new information.
Yeah, it won't play on a CD player, only on a computer.
Yeah, we have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to defer action on change of zone number 1607 Marine Farm LLC and conditional use number 1678 Marine Farm LLC. Defer it for 1 week, put it back on the agenda next week. Questions?
Can I ask one thing before we start? Yeah, I know there was concern about the public hearing. Lawrence, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that before we vote on this, is that that acreage where the horse farm is proposed, that during the first conditional use or zone change, that it was deemed that there could be nothing built there. Jim, have you got, I know it's.
Well, my recollection of it was that the condition was that there could not be 20 lots put there. I don't think the condition stated that nothing could ever be put there, or that it must be perpetually dedicated or
open space.
Jim, would the.
Let's ask Mr. Lank his recollection.
All right, but on the tape, we do have a tape of that hearing. Wouldn't the applicant making certain.
It's what goes into the ordinance.
The stipulation.
I know, but if the applicant has made certain things on, that's part of the record. I mean, part of the tape is part of the record, correct?
It's not a stipulation that we vote on.
The tape is part of, I'm asking Mr. Griffin, the tape is part of the record?
The question I was asked was whether there was a condition.
Okay.
Placed in the ordinance.
Is the tape part of the record?
It was part of the record of that hearing.
But Mr. Lang, aren't we speaking of the very, very first hearing on Marine Farm where this was suggested? Not the changes are going before us now and what they can do, and they're going to need the property off.
And you're referring to the first condition of approval.
Right.
The first condition of approval said the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 630, of which at least 432 shall be located on single-family lots. The 20 lots with roadway connection to Jimtown Road shall be eliminated. The roadway connection to Jimtown Road shall also be eliminated.
That just meant that the development couldn't have a second entrance on that road.
That's the way it was. That's what my interpretation was. I believe it was council's.
Right.
Now they could not have a connector's road onto Jimtown Road for the Marine Farm project.
And it could not be built on with residential homes.
Could not be occupied by 20 homes.
By 20 homes.
Okay. Was there anything, Lawrence, to your recollection that Mr. Fuqua, the attorney?
Right.
That Mr. Fuqua represented when they made the suggestion to do that. It was their recommendation to pull those out, right, to try to ease the concerns of the community at large, right?
Readjust them, I say.
So they made the
problem.
Is there anything could you review it and come back when we put this back on to find out and clarify what did he say as part of that recommendation to make that change? Because originally their application showed home sites there, correct?
The original intent was a road connection to Jimtown Road that would serve the Marine Farm as a secondary access,
okay,
and also 20 houses.
20 homes, right.
The intent was and the approval was that the 20 houses be eliminated and the roadway connection.
Okay, but there was probably, I'm sure, something referencing that acreage.
It was only just, it wasn't
as open space. I mean,
I don't think that was addressed.
No.
And what's your.
Not as a condition, I understand, but I want to know.
There was no representation that it would be dedicated as open space.
Well, that's what I'm not sure of.
No,
you're sure of that?
I don't remember
I'm
that
pretty
at all.
Sure. I don't think there was. I think.
I don't know.
I think they just took out the 20 homes.
I don't know.
And that's why I remember. They took out the 20 homes. They took out the connection.
Right.
You listen to it. George, you could come over and listen to the tape and hear and listen to it, and then you find out.
We'll set up for you tomorrow.
I mean, I just asked
a
question.
You were the one that raised the concern.
I understand that.
And I heard the same rumors that Mr. Jones. Now, you're not concerned about it anymore? Or you?
No, I just said, if you want to listen, confirm your consent, you can come over and listen to the tape.
It really doesn't matter what's on the tape.
No,
the only thing that matters
I'll
is
I'll probably come over and listen to it. You want me to tell you what it said?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just following up. I had the same concerns you had that I shared the same concerns.
I don't think it matters.
I think earlier we were talking about sticking to a time schedule here. And
It's really
heard by
else.
Let me say,
Godwin needs to get to Dover, and he needs to tell you why. We need to.
Okay. Well, let me just say that when we approved an ordinance for the original Marine Farm,
correct,
it's the conditions of that ordinance that control. And the conditions of the ordinance don't say that land shall never be used for any purpose.
Okay.
That was the question I was
asking.
This
is a new conditional use.
That's correct.
This is a conditional use request for a different use,
correct,
on that portion of that same property.
Let's table this for next week.
We can certainly. Then you don't want to put it back on the agenda next week, or do you want to?
No, I should
be
able
put it back
to
on.
Take care of
okay.
Motion, Mr. James, second, Mr. Phillips, to defer condition change of zone number 1607 and conditional use 1678 of Marine Farm LLC until next week, which will be the 27th.
That's correct.
27th. Put it back on the agenda. Any questions, Mr. Cole?
If Mr. Phillips, if you hear anything about that topic that Mr. Jones brought up, call Mr. Jones. And Mr. Jones, you could call me, but you will let you listen to it.
Do that.
Let's make sure.
He won't listen to that. He won't listen to that one, George.
Let's call him, yes.
He listened to the first one.
You vote yes.
I think Robin has rounded it up for you.
Tell him about the call.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Mr. Jones, CD.
Introduction to proposed ordinances.
I don't have any today.
Additional business. Mr. Godwin has a couple issues that are pressing that he needs to update you on, please.
Okay, come out.
I'll start with the realty transfer tax.
Mr. President, members of council, we have a rather urgent issue in the State House this afternoon. There'll be a committee hearing at 1:45, which is pretty soon, on House Bill 506. This bill has been introduced in this session. It mandates that the county direct a portion of our funds received from the realty transfer tax to open space and or farmland preservation. The Housing and Community Affairs Committee meets at 1:45 in the House Majority Caucus Room, and I'd like to be there to represent our interests.
I agree. What are our interests?
We really don't want the state telling us exactly what to do with our transfer.
You're not going to take a position on agriculture, you know, money going to these other open spaces.
Well, we already do that in some degree.
Okay.
Just we don't have to follow their prescription.
We don't want to lose our portion of transfer. That's
Am I correct? Is it the consensus of the council that you? I'm not asking you to vote on
this. Pack sand.
Is it the consensus of the council that you would oppose this legislation?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll take it away.
Okay.
From it, yes.
Now, the next piece of legislation, the author of these two pieces of legislation would like the consensus of the council on these two pieces of legislation.
These are House Bills 458 and 459. They have been introduced by Representative Peter Schwarzkopf, and they are directed at defining the job duties and responsibilities of the sheriff of this county. These two bills, we have been told, are not going to be worked unless you direct that to the sponsor in some form of resolution. So if you'd like us to convey in our lobbying efforts your resolution behind working these two bills to clarify that.
You have a consensus that we're in favor?
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, these two bills remove any language that suggested the possibility in Delaware law that the sheriff has law enforcement responsibility.
Correct.
You have had an opinion from the Attorney General Brady at the time. Last week you heard an opinion from the U.S. Justice Department that he is not pleased. Mr. Schwarzkopf wants to know, is it the consensus of the council that you support this legislation?
Let me just throw out something here, gentlemen. We just on this last one about transfer tax, we just said we didn't want the state telling us. We have the ability right now to control this, right? Jim?
On what?
Aren't we controlling it right now?
What's that?
The duties of the sheriff.
Well,
obviously you're not, because you just had an issue where a deputy went over Seaford and backed up an armed robbery. We have a complaint where a deputy ran two red lights, was speeding up, came up on the scene, pulled a gun out, and went up the scene where an armed robbery was taking place.
What you mean, so if the state, if they change its law, that you're saying that could have stopped that activity?
It will redefine his duties, what he thinks. This battle's been going on long enough.
In the state
enough.
Code.
But I'm just saying, don't we have the ability to control this right now?
No.
Let me tell you.
I'm asking Jim.
Well, give me a chance to say something.
I wish you could.
There are, as these bills might suggest, there are some vestiges of language in the Delaware Code that gives a little bit of wiggle room to someone to argue that there are law enforcement responsibilities historically and traditionally, although the Attorney General's rendered an opinion and the Court of Chancery's rendered an opinion, they basically were saying that there's no law enforcement responsibilities, yet the sheriff still argues that he has those.
Being we can't vote on it today, I would like to tell Mr. Godwin to go to Dover, and if this is put on the agenda next week, I certainly will vote yes on it.
Is it the consensus of the council that you...
I support it.
No, this is not a matter you need to vote on.
I don't agree with it. No.
Is it the consensus?
I think we already do it. I don't think we need the state to tell us how.
Well, I'd like to say one thing to Mr. Cole's question. Do we control the actions of the sheriff?
Sure we do.
We control his budget and manage his budget. All we can do.
Sure.
If he stops Lawrence Lank today out here, not being a policeman in the eyes of the law, and gets in verbal dialogue with him, pushes him, punches him, or worse yet, pulls a weapon he's been issued and shoots him, us as a council are liable. I don't like that. So my vote is to get it out of the deal and then argue on the next step, which you'll bring back the Constitution, I'm sure. But
not supposed to vote.
Mr. Rogers, do you feel you have the ability to send a letter stating that it's consensus to council, you support this legislation?
If I get a consensus, we'll send a letter.
You got three.
They're not going to work the bill without your consensus.
It wasn't on the agenda. I don't know. Are we allowed to do that?
We're taking up under additional business.
We just took it.
Okay, mister, we'll get you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, executive session.
Well, there may be some additional business.
Additional business. Mr. Kramer, you want to be sheriff?
We've been blessed today three times, Dan.
Three times, buddy.
Yeah, this time it's loaded gun.
Loaded gun?
My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, you want to talk about Sheriff Reed? I'll talk about Sheriff Reed. First of all, you blamed it the bust and busted budget. Hey, why don't you go back and talk about all the budgets that have been busted by different other organizations in this building? Oh, no, can't do that. That's fine, Dan. But I'll tell you what you are. You're a bunch of gutless windbags. If you're so amped on this guy, why don't you just take his money away from him and shut him down? But you ain't got the guts to do that, do you?
You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you.
I'm up.
I support it any time, Mr.
Kramer.
That would not be in the best interest of the county residents.
My constituent, any other
business we have, Mr. Kramer.
Who would it be next? The engineering department?
Any additional business for Rockport County. With that, I will introduce.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Shut down the tax department.
Listen, I have a motion by Mr. Dukes. Second.
Just a moment. Could you please include in your motion the purposes listed on the agenda?
Yes, I will read that. Yeah, yes. I will do that.
But that needs to be in the motion.
I make a motion we go into executive session for personnel and litigation.
Second.
Pending litigation.
Motion, Mr. Dukes. Second, by Phil Jones. To go into executive session for the discussion of personnel and pending litigation.
Let me know when you get
questions?
Into litigation.
Mr. Okay. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole?
Wait, yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Sussex County Council is in executive session. We'll be back out briefly, folks, for the last.